The Illinois State Board of Education released its annual report card on Friday, which measures many different areas of progress in Illinois schools. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has been digging into this data, and she joins me now to discuss it. Hi there, Emily.
Hi, Brian.
Education has certainly been difficult for students, parents, and teachers alike during the pandemic. And I'm curious, how has that shown up in this report?
Yeah, so one of the central ways that it shows up is that there are more students last year who were absent regularly than in 2019. 2020 is kind of a weird year because they weren't really counting absences in the same way. Chronic absenteeism jumped significantly in 2021. Yeah, there were just not students who weren't showing up to class in the same way.
And it also showed up, I think, in some other ways as well. What did the data show in terms of some of the proficiencies that they're looking for?
Yeah, so there was just very preliminary data on some of the tests that students took in the spring. And it showed that students were learning less than they had in previous years. For example, English learners in the younger grades were really not at the same grade level as they were in the past. About half as many English learners at those grade levels were proficient as compared to 2019.
Were there any particular communities especially hard hit by these problems?
Yeah. So Black students in particular had higher levels of chronic absenteeism, low-income students as well. These communities had a particularly hard time logging in regularly while they were doing remote learning.
I know you spoke with Rhonda Thornton with the Champaign Unit 4 School District about this data. What did she have to say about chronic absenteeism in her district?
Yeah, she said that a lot of it was related to how tough it was for families to juggle working during a pandemic with remote learning. You know, families couldn't necessarily be there to supervise their children, and then the kids might not be on their laptops as they were supposed to be.
Now, I understand you also got a statement from Urbana Schools about the ISBE report card data. What stood out to you in their statement?
Yeah, they mentioned how ninth graders and eighth graders particularly struggled during the pandemic, how there were higher levels of failing among these grades, and that sort of puts them behind on their track to graduate. And they said that, you know, this really shows how the full year of remote instruction was really challenging for many students. They also had some caveats about the data. For example, the assessment data that we were talking about that shows how students' learning slowed, the only students who took that in Urbana last spring were the ones who were learning in person.
You know, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of good news in this report, Emily, but were there any bright spots to take away from it?
Yes, there were. One bright spot was that actually advanced placement, dual enrollment, and career readiness courses were up. There were more students taking these college and career courses than in previous years. And the state pointed out that this is a really significant achievement considering everything that students were going through.
All right. Emily Hayes with Illinois Newsroom taking a look at the Illinois report card released by the State Board of Education on Friday. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you.